My name is Monica Ruth, and I'm a graduate student intern with the COVID-19 Archive at Arizona State University. Today's date is March 31st, 2021. The time is 10:04 a.m. Pacific Standard Time where I'm sitting in my home in Sacramento, California, and today I'm speaking with Chris Monahan in Dexter, Michigan to record some of his stories about pandemic experiences for the COVID-19 Archive. Chris, may I have your consent to record your responses and add them to the archive with your name?
Yes, you do.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. So to begin, can you please tell us your name again, where you live, maybe a little bit about your family and the areas or places that you work with your art, a little bit about your life as an artist?
Sure. So my name is Chris Monahan. I'm an artist. I live in Dexter, which is just outside of Ann Arbor. It's in the southeast corner of the state. I don't know.
Yeah.
But near Detroit. I'm an artist. It's kind of the side thing that I do. I do paint. I work with a lot of digital medium. And I'm probably best known, though, for my street chalk art. Like most kids, I started drawing chalk art when I was younger. We didn't have internet or anything back then, and so being outside was what we did, and drawing was a big part of that experience. What really captured my imagination in terms of street chalk art was the original Mary Poppins movie, and in there there's a scene where Bert is a street screever, which is a term that's used to describe a street artist in England. And he creates this scene, and they jump into the scene and go on this really cool adventure within his artwork. And that concept of creating something that people could jump into and experience stuff has always stuck with me. I thought that was just an amazing concept. And I wanted to kind of do that, and not necessarily in terms of in an art format, but sharing that kind of experience with my kids. You know, as when I got older and had kids, I wanted to give them that sort of same experience where we could create a little world with chalk and they could, you know, have some fun with that. So we would do things like chalk in the driveway, chalk on the sidewalk, chalk around the sides of the pool and things like that. It was a great summer activity, and I thought that was a lot of fun. How I got into the more formal chalk environment or venue was I was coaching one of my daughter's soccer teams, and the other coach happened to be the festival administrator for a local chalk festival, and they asked if I would participate in that. And I said, sure, I think that would be really cool. So I created my little design, and I went to Walmart, and I bought my box of pastel chalk, and I showed up, and I was just I was in awe. There were all these artists that were doing these really beautiful, brilliant masterpieces on the street using this really vibrant chalk and things. And I kind of looked down at my box of chalk that I had bought at Walmart, and I'm like, I'm not ready for this. part of me was like, I want more. I want to be part of that. I want to do what they're doing. And so they had given me some of their chalk, and I went out and I created this design, and it was one of the best experiences of my life in terms of art. And with talking with them, I found out that there were festivals all over the country. I was really thrilled to have discovered this community of artists that, you know, were not only talented and could create these incredible pieces of artwork, but they were also very supportive and encouraging, which inspired me and other artists to do more. And so I started traveling around the country on weekends, going to these festivals that attract, you know, 50, 100, 300,000 people as spectators. And it was a really, really cool experience. And I've been doing that now for just over 10 years. So that's a lot of fun. The neat thing about chalk art, too, is that it's a performance art. It's, you know, in other forms of art, you create your art and then you post it somewhere, you put it up in a gallery, and people come and see it, and then that's the end of the experience. With street chalk art, it's a process, and you're performing from the beginning to the end. And the people that come there in the morning to see you get started are often the same people that you see throughout the day that are coming in to see the progress you've done. And so it's that start to finish process that makes it kind of unique. You're putting on a show in a lot of respects. And it's just so much fun when the piece is done to see people interacting with the designs, taking pictures, posing, and kind of accomplishing what my original goal was when I saw that Mary Poppins movie, of creating a scene that people could interact with and have a lot of fun with. That's how I got involved with all of this.
So you talked a little bit about pre-pandemic chalk art festivals and interacting with the crowd. Can you talk a little bit about how the pandemic has impacted those aspects of your work?
Yeah. So in 2020, most all of the festivals around the country, or around the world for that matter, because there's a lot of street festivals like this in Europe and things as well, were either canceled, postponed, or had gone virtual. And so the difference between all the other years I've been doing this and last year in 2020 was that I was kind of forced to do a lot of the work at my own home, in the driveway, on the sidewalks, and things like that. I really missed that interaction with the crowds and being around that artist community and things, but what kind of started to happen is I would do these drawings outside of my house and people would stumble upon them when they're going out for walks or whatnot, interact with them, take pictures, post it on social media, which prompted more people to show up. And pretty soon I, every week I would have people coming by to see this artwork. I started to get messages from people thanking me for doing this and sharing that experience, because it gave them something, gave them some sort of form of entertainment that they otherwise couldn't access because of a lockdown or, just the safety and health of family members and things like that. So this was an activity that was outside. Social distancing was easy to accomplish and adhere to, and it gave people, a little form of entertainment. I guess my little contribution to some truly unique times.
Yeah. So when you're transitioning the work from a festival atmosphere with other artists and you're doing it at home, there's obviously less interaction with the artist community. Are there ways that you've been able to keep in touch with the other artists that you've met along the way?
Yeah, most of the artists are on Facebook, or they have Instagram profiles where everybody is constantly uploading work that they've done, whether it's for a festival or just on their own. There's a lot of groups that I participate in those social media environments that, people share information about maybe all of their upcoming events, how they're doing things, and just sharing their experiences, kind of like I'm doing with you, in terms of how the pandemic has changed the landscape.
Have you seen that influence any of the artwork from your art or your the rest of your art community?
In terms of how it's changed
the content, yeah.
One of the, at the beginning of the pandemic, there was a lot of effort on the artist, in the artist community to thank you know, those frontline workers and things. And so a lot of the artwork content was based around people like first responders and nurses and doctors and stuff. You know, a lot of portraits. I know a lot of people were doing, there's a picture where it's got like these superheroes that are lined up, Spider-Man, Superman, Batman, and embedded in there is a nurse with a mask. And, you know, things like that were kind of cool. And again, you know, artists aren't on the front lines, but in some respects they are, because they're providing that outlet and that, you know, ability to express their thank yous through things like chalk art or whatever other mediums.
Can you tell me about your best experience doing chalk street art during the pandemic?
So there was a cancer patient in my community that had stumbled upon one of the pieces that I had done, and she had asked me to do a specific themed piece for her. She was really big into pirates. And she had lost her leg as a result of her cancer treatments and things. And so the pirate theme went along with, like, pirate peg leg kind of a thing, and she really like played that up. So I designed a whole piece around that theme specifically for her. And it had, you know, like the big mast of a pirate ship that, you know, she could be kind of perched up on as if she was up on the top of the mast in the crow's nest. And it had like a skeleton climbing out of the hole in the sidewalk with all these coins and seaweed and stuff hanging off of it and things. And her and her family came by to see it when it was done, and took pictures and stuff. And, you know, it was just that, it was that connection, that sense of community, being able to share what I could do to make somebody's day better. And I like to think that, you know, getting that completed and having her come by to see it, you know, helped in some small way.
I'd like to hear about some of the more challenging aspects of working with street art during the pandemic. Can you share a little bit about that?
The biggest part about doing the street art, the challenges that go with that is, you know, again, it's a performance art. It's a community type art, and you know, it's really meant to be seen by large groups of people. And losing that venue like that, it was tough at first. You get used to sharing it like that, and you almost feel isolated in a way, because, you know, instead of being surrounded by all these other artists and all that positive energy and things, now you're out there by yourself, you know, in your driveway doing something that, you know, normally could be appreciated by a lot of people. But I think it's the isolation maybe is the toughest challenge, especially in this type of work.
How would you describe your hopes for chalk art as we move through the pandemic and hopefully come out the other side?
Well, as festivals and stuff start to open up, again, it's an outdoor activity, so I think there's a lot of opportunity with the right precautions in place for people to enjoy this type of thing. I think that people can go outside, do these things, you know, vaccinated or not yet, being outside and seeing these, you know, small festivals and stuff that are popping up in these little communities and things. You know, I think it gives people a source of entertainment that they otherwise could not participate in otherwise.
Mm-hmm. And you've mentioned that you used to travel pretty frequently. Do you see travel still being part of your future chalk artwork?
I do. I think that, you know, as long as myself and my family, because my family travels with me. I think that if the event organizers put all the necessary precautions in place, if the airlines have proper precautions in place, and as more and more people get vaccinated and the numbers start coming down, you know, my hope is that we can return to some sense of normalcy sometime, you know, towards the fall of this year. And there are some pretty big festivals that happen, especially down south, you know, in the fall and early winter, when you can still do those things in those states. So
I read an article that you linked on your website about an event that took place last October in Columbus, Ohio. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yep, so that was the Columbus, Ohio Chalk the Block Festival, which is held at Easton Town Center, which is a large shopping complex there. It is an outdoor venue because it's kind of like an outlet mall area. The organizers there really did take a lot of, they spent a lot of attention to detail to ensure that the safety of the artists and the safety of the people coming through, that it was all a safe environment for people to experience. They were, you know, the artist areas were kind of cordoned off so that the artists had a lot of freedom and space to work without, you know, like, because one of my biggest concerns was, as a street artist, you're either down on the ground and you've got people standing over you. And my concern was if people are coughing or sneezing or breathing, whatever the case might be, that tends to go down and, you know, it's just, you're right there. But the event organizers were very cautious, giving ample distance, you know, not only for the people that were there to see the artwork, but for the artists themselves. And so it ended up being a very good experience. And I think it was a good example of how a festival can be run successfully, even during times where, you know, social distancing and responsibility are key to the health of people that are there.
So chalk art is temporary, right? And that's just the way it is. Tell me what you think about that, and how that might influence the way you work.
Yes, chalk art is temporary, and I think that that's one of the things that I find intriguing about this form of art, is that it's almost romantic in a way, because you know, you do this, and if you don't see it while it's happening or while it's there, you know, at the first rain, it washes away. And it's gone forever at that point. You know, so it's romantic in the sense that if you don't experience it while it happens, then you lose out. You don't get to experience that again. And in a lot of ways, that's, you know, mirrors life. And I think it's a good example of why you, you know, need to not only go see chalk art when it's happening, but, you know, live your life and do the things you want to do.
Yeah, and with that said, I'd like to know more about what your hopes are for the future of your chalk artwork and perhaps doing more festivals.
Yep. So I did recently receive a grant, an education grant to help fund some projects that I've been working on. One of them is a educational style program that incorporates chalk art design and drawing with learning. It's kind of aimed at younger kids. Last year we did an episode that will be on YouTube shortly. We went to a pumpkin patch during Halloween, so I incorporate drawing, like a jack-o'-lantern, with actual, things that you can do and activities you can do at the pumpkin patch itself. And, I know just from testing it on my kids that they were pretty excited about it, and it kept their attention. And they also learned from it, too. So those kinds of things are happening. I'd like to continue to do some public teaching at the libraries, in terms of chakra, because there's a lot of people who are interested in that. It's kind of it's one of those things, too, that whether you're a kid or an adult, chalk art still has some of that unique enjoyment to it. You know, because like if you get an art job, it can be work. And with chalk art, it still holds that same kind of enjoyment, that same kind of excitement that you had when you were doing it when you were five. You know, you're outside, you're in the open air, you're out on the driveway or the sidewalk, creating something, and it's fun, no matter what age you are. And I think that's one of the neat things about it. So my hope is that I can use that vehicle to not only educate and teach people how to do it, but, also continue to participate myself, and do some, pretty neat things. A lot of the themes around my designs are based on making something impossible possible. And I want to continue to share that with the community.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. So is there anything else that you'd like to share with the archive that I haven't asked you about?
If you haven't been to a chalk festival, then I think you would be totally amazed. I encourage everybody to go out and at least go to one, because it's really a neat, unique experience. And then again, it's one of those things where if you don't see it while it happens, then it's gone forever. Just continue to be creative. It doesn't have to be chalk. It could be anything. But art is a pretty important aspect of humanity. And I think that everybody has a little bit of artist in them, and they need to let that out sometimes, especially during times when there's pandemics, when expressing yourself is key to health, mental health and physical health, I believe.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time and sharing your stories of your pandemic experience as a chalk artist. And hopefully we talk again soon.
Definitely. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.